Blog Talk Radio.
Empower you on your journey to win. allow Coach Adams to set up a framework of where we're going into today's broadcast. I will share with you in our Shape Up series for about 40 minutes, and we will then open our programming up for your audience participation, and we invite you at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, to chime right on in with your questions and your comments around today's topic. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. So I want to encourage you now, if you don't already have your pens, notepads, desktops, laptops, smartphones with your notes, whatever you need to capture the richness that will be shared today, you want to grab it real quickly. Because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Empowerment Coach, Coach Adams, we are looking at, and the question that I want you to begin to process around is, how do you handle a dream that appears to be deferred? How do you handle a dream that appears to be delayed or deferred, postponed? How do you handle a deferred dream? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you support us and take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo, bottom line, I think you get it. Don't you, our global listening audience? Whatever you need to do, we encourage you and ask that you invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, a deferred dream is our topic of discussion. A deferred dream. Last week we spoke about beyond fear to hope. And today we're taking a look at a deferred dream, which is also identified as hope. You know, last week we established that hope is a confident expectation or a desire for something to be fulfilled. You have this desire, you're looking for something to be fulfilled, and you have great confidence, you're expecting, anticipating for that hope, that dream that you have on the inside of you to manifest itself and to be something that comes into fruition. It is fulfilled at the appointed time. It happens. Now, deferred means to put off. To put something off, to put it off and postpone it until a later time. Deferred, to put off. To put something off to a later time and or to postpone it. But I had to look at postpone because I really wanted us to dig in so we can really understand this premise and this base of what we're talking about on today. So postponed, in essence, is placed at a time that is later than first scheduled. And when I saw that, that really got my juices flowing. And it really got my juices flowing simply because of this. This postponed to take place at a time later than the first schedule leads us to this place of, when was it scheduled? Because we're talking about a dream deferred. You know, the Word of God, which is my foundation, says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. Oh, you can see the difference in that particular area of God's Word. That hope deferred makes the heart sick. Is your heart sick? sick in this moment as you're tuned in, listening in, because you feel like your hope, your dreams, your goals are being deferred. They've been postponed. They've been put off for a later time than they were first scheduled. And we're going to get back to that first schedule. We're going to dig into that just a tad bit. Another way of saying this is, you know, this unrelenting disappointment leaves your heart sick. But a sudden good break can turn life around. So we hear about this hope deferred makes the heart sick. Or this unrelenting disappointment leaves your heart sick. This disappointment of this confident expectation that has not yet occurred, it has not yet arrived, it has not yet come into fruition. And then we have, I love this. Oh, I love the richness of God's word, which is my foundation. And I'm sharing with you what is true for me. But principles are universal. So I want you to hold on to your seat, because you still, if you don't have the same faith base that I have, because principles are universal, guess what? There's still some richness for you to grab in what's being shared on today. We're just laying the foundation. But when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. But when the desire comes, this sudden good break happens. And it turns everything around. Whatever you're dealing with today, whatever you're facing today, I want to encourage you, as we're diving into a deferred dream or a deferred hope, whatever and however you want to reference it, a deferred goal, as we dig in, I want to share some rich nuggets for you to be able to hold on. Because, see, I believe there should be evidence of God's glory, and it should come out. It should come out of us. His glory, God's glory, should come out of us in this area of signs, wonders, and forms. And so if we're not seeing the evidence of God's dream in us, then we have to step back and reevaluate. But remember I told you we're going to put a little pause in this mention of postponement, that it's postponed because it takes place at a later time than first scheduled. This really got my juices flowing. And it got my juices flowing. Why? Because there is quite a little twist here. Because on the one hand, someone had an expectation of some time, but it didn't happen at the time in which they perceived it. And because of that, and it came at a later time, there was this disconnect in time. I want us to really look at that. And the reason why I say I want us to really look at that is because I think about my own journey, for example. You know, my journey has not been a perfect journey. I'm grateful to be in process on the journey. But I can relate to this sense of a deferred dream, a deferred hope, and the disappointment around what appears to be delayed. I totally and completely get it. Oh, my gosh, do I get it. You know, I think back around probably the early 2000s. And I know it was the early 2000s because my church, Faithful Central Bible Church, acquired the Great Western Forum. If you've heard of the Great Western Forum, it was big at the time because that was the first time a faith-based organization owned the forum, owned such an arena as that. And it was about 2000 when this happened, and I was at a service, and that's why I say early 2000s, because it wasn't the first year that we were in the forum, but it was in the early 2000s, and I'm in a service in the forum. Now, I have to back up just just a hair, because it had been spoken into my life that God would have me to speak before thousands. I was called to the nation, and I would speak before thousands. And at this time, although I was speaking, I had not spoken before thousands. And I'm thinking, okay, really, is this happening? Because it didn't, at the time, appear that it was going to happen. And I was dealing with what we're talking about, a deferred dream. I was dealing with this disappointment of, well, gosh, I thought that, you know, I would have been further along by now. I got this word, and I'm trusting and believing in this word, but nothing is happening at the level of what this word says or was spoken and said, and I'm questioning, but yet I know I'm on the journey, and I'm just like, okay, where do I go from here? What does this even look like speaking before thousands? So I was in a position where I really was asking a lot of questions. I was really trying to get a handle on and wrap my brain around where my life was at the time, associated with this journey that I'm on that I did not choose for myself. Those of you who are regular listeners, you know that I have an extensive background in real estate, and I honestly, quite frankly, I thought that I would be a real estate mogul, to be honest with you, but that, I've since learned, was not God's plan. So I'm on this journey, and I'm in process, but you've got to get the understanding of this scene that is set. I'm on this journey, and I'm on this journey that I didn't select, but I really felt like it was an answer to prayer. I had been seeking God, and He revealed it and opened it up and gave the awareness, unlocked the code of my purpose in Him, and it is what I do today, who I am and who I'm continuously becoming as I'm in process on my journey as the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And so, you know, I got clear on, okay, this is the assignment. This is the journey. Yay, this is what I've been created to do. And after the unlocking of the code of my purpose and coming into the awareness and the unearthing of that, you know, several people spoke words into my life and said, you know, as prophets, this is what I see. And because I was in process on the journey, it connected with me. And so moving back to the early 2000s, being in the forum, my church owns the forum, I'm in a service. I really want you to get the scene. I'm in the service, and I don't know the full number of how many the forum holds off the top of my head. But what I can say is that it holds thousands, right? And so it had been spoken at the time in my life that I was going to be speaking before thousands. And so I'm in the midst of this beautiful worship service, and we're in worship with God, and it's just this high worship. I remember this like it happened yesterday, and again, this happened in the early 2000s. And I'm in this service, and it was almost like a freeze frame pause. God kind of slowed down time and kind of showed me, because I had been asking, well, okay, what is this speaking before thousands look like? I mean, at the time, I had been speaking before, you know, 50, 100, you know, what have you, small numbers, but nothing near that. So I didn't have a full perception in my mind of what does this really mean. And so I'm in this service, and everything is almost like I'm in the midst of this dream that I'm observing. And I see myself on the stage, and for some of you, you may be thinking, oh my gosh, Coach Adams is lost, and this is like two Twilight Zones. For me, but I have to share with you my truth, and this is my truth. So there's a freeze frame, and I'm on the stage, and I'm looking out, and now I have this better perception and understanding of what this speaking before thousands looks like. And it seems like it was forever, but it was literally for seconds, I know, because when I came out of that image, the same song, we were still in the midst of worship and the high worship at the moment, and we're still in the same song, so it's no longer than a minute or something, even if that, we're still in that same, you know, place of worship, and so I know that I wasn't in that place for too long. So I get this picture image, and now I understand, oh, okay, I see it. Okay, I get it, Lord, now I can see it. This is what speaking before thousands looks like. Now, again, early 2000, right? Early 2000. I would say probably mid to late 2000s, I am on a ministry assignment, and I have the opportunity to, mind you, nothing's happened for years around that particular image. And that image was just to show me, but that word had been spoken well before the 2000s, right? And so, I'm in process on the journey. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, you're losing me. What does this have to do with a dream deferred? Stay with me, because I want you to really understand that I relate, I've been there, I get it, you are not alone, and I want to encourage you on your journey right where you are, and I want to give you some key things to think about that I have found personally supported me in holding on, because I'm sure you're like, oh my gosh, if something doesn't happen right now because you are feeling so frustrated and disappointed, maybe you're on the journey and things have not progressed in the way in which you would have thought that they should. And so you're in process, but things haven't come together at the level in which you had thought. And for me, that would have been the case because I was on the journey. I was in process, but I wasn't anywhere near what I had thought and anticipated, because we get in our minds a certain image. And then, mind you, I'm feeling like things are postponed because, and I told you I was going to get back to that point that we were speaking about the scheduled time versus coming at a later time, and I want to talk about that. So I haven't lost focus on that. I just want you to continue to track with me in this story. And so we get out of the form situation, and years later, I mean years later, I am in ministry, I'm on a ministry assignment, I'm speaking on behalf of the ministry that I serve as the Global Master Trainer. Those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I have the honor and privilege to serve Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth Ministry, Boston Movement and Vertical Leap as their Global Master Trainer. So I was on a ministry assignment, and I had an opportunity to speak on behalf of the ministry at a major event, right? And I get on the stage, and of course I realize it's a major event, but I don't have this consciousness around the significance of this event. And I hope you're still tracking with me and I haven't lost you, because it's all so important and it really connects with the journey of what we're talking about. And I get on the stage and I'm standing there, and this is many years later, probably at least 5 years later, at least, and it could have been a little bit longer than that, from when the original image was given to me of me speaking before thousands. And I'm on the stage, and I had this aha, wow moment, because I realized that that image that I saw, I'm now living it out real time. It's happening. I'm speaking before thousands. And what was so profound about that moment, because I had been speaking before, you know, smaller groups, 100 here, whatever the case may be, when I got to that opportunity, I wasn't thrown off, I wasn't shaken, because I had already been walking consistently in the speaking every month, supporting my mentors with life-changing vertical leap seminars at least once a month. In some cases, depending on if we were on travel somewhere else around the world, it could have been you know, 2 in 1 month, 3 in 1 month. It depended. And so I'm in this moment and I realize, wow, I'm living this out. But I must say that until that time, I dealt with frustration. I dealt with disappointment. I questioned, God, did I hear from you? Because remember what I said earlier, that I truly do believe that we should, in fact, there should be evidence of God's glory. And so if God has spoken something, there should be evidence of his glory. But we said we were going to get back to a key point of this postponement, because this postponement and what I was sharing with you that really was profound for me is when I realized that this postponement speaks about something happening later than, quote unquote, first scheduled. And I must say that oftentimes we are disappointed on our journey because we have certain scheduled guidelines, but they are not the guidelines that God has for us. You see, before we can get to that end result of that destination that we're hoping for, there's preparation that has to happen along the way. Sometimes there's detours that we have to go through because there's lessons that we have to learn on the journey. And so one of the things that I want to challenge you in is I want to start here. I want to start with what I have found to be true, is that we must at every stage revisit the vision. We have to revisit the vision. Why? Because we must keep the vision before us. We must be clear on the vision that was given to us, or the goal that you're looking to achieve, the dream that you are following. You have to be clear on the vision. Because when we are clear with the vision, vision is what gives us clarity. And oftentimes, many of us, we're not clear on the vision. Someone say, well, what is your vision? Well, you know, I don't really know, but I'll know when I know. Okay, you need to connect with that and figure it out. Because people perish because they don't have vision. And so it's important to understand and revisit, okay, what is the vision? Because I had that moment that I shared with you in the Great Western Forum in the 2000s, the vision for me was very clear. So when I got to that moment in real time of living it out, I knew exactly what that moment was all about. But along the way, because remember, as I stated, I'm thinking, whoa, it's going to happen right away because I got that vision. And guess what? As I stated, it was at least 5 years before that moment. At least. 5 years. And you know, time flies so quickly, it could have been longer than that. But what I know to be true is it was at least 5 years. It was quite a significant amount of time. Now, I got frustrated along the way and disappointed because I'm thinking, well, it seems like the hope has been deferred. My dream has been deferred. It's taking longer than I anticipated. It's not happening at the time that I projected it to. Remember that scheduled time versus happening later? And what I realized was, is that it happened at the appointed time that it needed to happen, that was predestined for it to happen. You see, I've grown in the wisdom of understanding, and this is why I say we have to revisit the vision. In this revisiting the vision, we must evaluate who gave me the vision, meaning who set me on this journey? What was stimulating me to move towards whatever it is that I desire? And for me, it was very clear. It was very clear specifically because I had, as I shared, and as many of you that listen in regularly, you know that I have an extensive background in real estate, former licensee of the state of California in real estate finance. So That was the journey that I was on and thought that I would be on. But that was not purposeful for me. And because I had gotten on the other side of feeling like a square peg trying to squeeze and fit into a round hole, I knew who set me in motion. See, I set myself in motion in real estate. It was an easy transition for me. I was in the industry. I knew a lot of people in the industry, very affluent in the industry. Real estate for me wasn't about purpose. It was about the money, being transparent with you. That's all it was about. It wasn't about making someone's dreams a reality or any of that. It was about the money. I saw it as the vehicle that would get me the big house and the nice cars and the bling bling and all of the stuff. As you're listening in, you know that this is a part of my story. But it wasn't purposeful, and because I had gone on a journey from there, seeking out God's purpose, now I knew what set me into motion, who set me into motion. So that's why I'm saying to you, one, you have to revisit the vision. So whatever your desire is, whatever the dream is, the vision, the goals, you have to keep them before you and revisit them. You can't just write them down, which is what many people do. New Year's resolutions, all of that, they write all of these goals out, and they never look at them again. They're in a drawer somewhere. They're underneath another stack of papers on your desk. They're hidden in a book or whatever. It's not, you're not keeping it before you. So this revisiting is that you have to be reminded of, you have to constantly keep the vision before you. Because when you keep the vision before you, now you know what the target is and what you're striving for. A great way to keep the vision before you is to do that through vision boarding. Vision boarding allows you to, because, I mean, hey, pictures worth 1,000 words. So when you take your desires and you put them on a vision board using picture images to stimulate your thought process, and you're keeping it before you. So whatever your dream is, whatever the vision is, you have to revisit the vision. Again, as I say, you have to also evaluate. What am I evaluating, Coach Adams? You're evaluating what set me in motion, who set me in motion of this vision. As I was sharing, when I was in real estate, I set me in motion, and the driver was M-O-N-E-Y, period. That was it. What set me in motion on the journey that I'm currently on was all about my discovery of searching and asking and seeking God for the answers as to what is it that you created me to do. How am I wired? What's programmed in my DNA, the very fabric of who I am? And so in that reevaluation, I knew why I was on the journey that I was on. There was no question whatsoever. It was based on a higher call of purpose. And if you don't know what that is, when the tough times come, and I don't want to be doom and gloom, but I need you to know, they will. When the disappointments come, because they will, when what appears to be a deferment, postponement, delay, and it will, if you are not clear on who and what sets you into motion, you will feel frustrated very quickly and get discouraged on your journey. And that's why it's so important, so crucially important, to be clear on why am I on this journey? What is the higher call of purpose? And because I was clear on that, when the highs came and the lows came and the not so and the in-betweens and the goods and the not so good, I was okay. I was okay because I kept the vision before me. Remember, you got to revisit the vision, keep it before you. I was clear on what set me on the path, who set me on the path, desire, because quite honestly, it wasn't something that I had any interest in doing. You know, I often joke around and say that when it came to public speaking, you know, I had heard that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stay stand before a group and publicly speak. And in my ignorance, because I had no interest in doing what I've been called to do and what truly was and is programmed in my DNA, I was like, I'll take death by fire because that's not it for me. But yet, it was it. It is it. I'm living it out. And as I say, with each day, I'm becoming more and more of who I was created to be. But you have to be clear. You have to be clear. Because as I mentioned, when the disappointments and all of the stuff, the struggles and all of that, because the reality is, my journey has not been a perfect journey. It has not been an easy journey. But I can definitely say that I've navigated through this journey far differently than I did when I was in real estate and property management. Why? Because I'm clear on who set me in motion and why I am pursuing that higher call of purpose. You know, many of you have heard me speak about why, and I did a whole show around the significance of your why. You can go to the archives if you didn't catch that episode. It was a powerful episode because if you don't know your why, if you don't know the higher call of purpose, why you're doing something, you're going to get disenchanted very quickly. You really will. Because when the events of life happen, there's nothing else left for you, so it has to be a higher call of purpose. It can't just be a single event, which unfortunately, as we see this largely in the world that we live in, that people focus on the event of the wedding, but they don't look at the higher call of purpose of how will I sustain a successful, viable, healthy marriage, because the focus is on that single event. If you're living life one single event to the next, you're easily going to be disenchanted. You're easily going to be disappointed and frustrated because once you reach that mark, for you, there's nothing else. And it's like, okay, what's the next goal? Okay, what's the next party? What's the next event? So it has to be based on a higher call of purpose. So you revisit the vision regularly. You revisit it to keep the vision before you, and you evaluate, why am I pursuing this vision? Why am I pursuing these dreams? As I mentioned, you want to identify who set you into motion. In addition to that, you want to identify what you have done on the journey that has served you well and where you need to make adjustments so that you can move to the next level. You have to constantly be examining and evaluating, how can I improve my systems? What's working? What's not working? That's moving me closer in the direction of that. And when you're looking at who set you in motion, you have to be clear. Is this my timeline or God? For me, it's God. Or is it God's timeline? Because when we can detach from that and not have unrealistic expectations around, when am I going to get there? You know, I think about the little kids, and I can't remember what movie that is, but are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You're constantly asking, are we there yet? Instead of embracing the journey and enjoying the process. The destination, yeah, I want to get to the destination too. But it's a process. You have to embrace the journey. And in the midst of the journey, that's where life is. The vibrancy of the ups and downs, the highs, the lows, what you learn, what you glean. That's where the life is. That's where the heartbeat of your journey is. It's in the journey. So don't press beyond that. Identify, you know, this law of reflection, this power of pausing is so key. And that's really what I'm talking about when I say identify what you've done that has worked well and served you and look at, okay, where do I need to adjust? But if you're so busy in this warp speed of going, you will miss it. Because there's always an opportunity to grow. There's always some great strengths that you have, that you've experienced, that you can continue to build on. And then there are those areas that you can improve on so that you can move to the next level, so you can level up and get to the next area and stage of where you're to go on your journey. So what appears to be postponed, it really isn't. What appears to be deferred, it really isn't. It may be deferred based on your perceived timeline. Like my journey, I have to be transparent and honest with sharing with you that it has not unfolded in the way that I would have written the story out. If I was writing the story, it would have definitely unfolded in a totally different way. It would have. I'm just being transparent and honest with you. It would have unfolded completely different than how it is coming together on my journey. But this is what I've grown to realize to be true, that each stage that I get to the stages of where I need to be at any given time, and when I arrive there, I'm right on time, not by my standards, but by God's standards. I've aligned right on time at the appropriate place, right when I needed to be there. How do I know that? Because I'll meet someone or someone will share something with me and it's exactly what they needed in that moment of time. And had I not been there, I would not have made that connection. And so those have been markers for me along the way on my journey. And I want to encourage you to really, again, this power of pausing and taking the time to truly reflect on your journey. We want to go back. What do I need to do when I am in this place of a deferred dream? What appears to be a deferred dream? I have to revisit the vision. I have to evaluate who set me in motion, who put me on this journey. Have to identify, evaluate, and identify what is working. What am I doing that's serving me well, that's working to continue to drive me forward? Because this is the thing. You have to be honest with yourself. And this is oftentimes very difficult. You have to be honest with yourself, and if you're not progressing at the stage that you desire, you have to ask yourself, well, am I doing all that I can possibly do? Have I been consistent on my journey or not? Have I been consistently inconsistent? You know, there was a season where Coach Adams, being transparent with you, that was my story. I was consistently inconsistent instead of just simply being consistent. I made it up in my mind to be consistent, things started to happen that will only happen through your consistency. And that is another powerful law of the 15 invaluable laws of growth, one of my private masterminds that I teach on the subject. If you're interested in that, you would definitely want to make that connection with giving our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may email admin@coachadams.com. Very powerful curriculum, very powerful study on the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And so with that, as we recognize, I must revisit the vision because I have to be aware, have to be clear on what the vision is. I have to constantly be evaluating what is my why. Why am I pursuing this vision? Why am I pursuing these dreams, these goals? Why? What is the higher call of purpose? Not the event of the moment to just get to the finish line. Woohoo, I did it. Yay, what's next? No. What's the higher call of purpose that brings about greater significance in your life? You know, it's so interesting. I was speaking to a dear associate, and they were sharing with me. They said, you know, I don't really, it's not like I'm unhappy, but something's missing is in short how they were phrasing it. And as we were speaking, I said, is it that you're lacking fulfillment and significance? And they said, you know what? You hit the nail right on the head. See, that fulfillment and significance comes from being on the journey based on a higher call of purpose beyond the event. And I cannot hit that one strong enough, because if you're doing it just as I was doing in real estate for the money, guess what? When the money wasn't there, I was disenchanted, frustrated, like, okay, deuces, get me out of here, what's next? And you often see that if there's not a higher call of purpose, you know, I have individuals that it's so interesting. I can't keep up with what they are doing. I really can't. If you were to ask me, and if my life depended on it, and you were to sit me down and say, what is it that they do, I couldn't tell you. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, why is that? I couldn't tell you, because every time I turn around, they're doing something else and trying to introduce me to something else. And it blows my mind that we've heard the term a jack of all trades, but a master of nothing. Whatever it is that you've been created to do, you have to master that area. You have to master that gift. You have to master talent. You have to master that area of call in your life. And until you unlock that, you're going to be bouncing around from one situation to the next. So you cannot be a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. You know, I remember hearing my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, speak, and someone said, oh, I know what I want to do now. And they said, I want to do what you do. And he said, do you want to do what I've done to do what I do? See, and that's the key. That's going to what we're talking about, staying consistent. Many of us, we will not be consistent on our journey. And because we have been inconsistently inconsistent, things have not happened at the rapid speed that we would have liked, because we have not been faithful. We haven't done our due diligence. And we have to take responsibility for that. But you don't have to stay there. As I stated, being transparent with you, I was there. But when I made the decision, when you make up in your mind that I'm going to focus, that I'm going to zone in, that I'm going to stay clear on my target, things start to happen as you plant those seeds and plant those seeds and plant those seeds and plant those seeds. Because it's been stated that in order for one in sales to get the sale, there has to be 7 impressions. Many of us will put in 2 and then we throw in the towel, we moved on to the next thing. Well, you haven't persisted enough for you to get the results that you desire. It is amazing how quickly time flies. I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience. Now let's go to the line. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. I wish it was as easy as you hitting 1 on your keypad of your electronic device, but it isn't. You do need to dial in, and I would so love to hear from you. You know, you have invested this hour of empowerment. I would love to know, was it beneficial for you? Did you get any good nuggets? What are you taking away? If you have any questions, your resident empowerment coach is in session. Now is your time. So don't be shy. Know that this is truly a safe space. And this time is specifically for you. You know, I often say I wouldn't be in a bank need to make a withdrawal, and never walk up to the teller. I just stay in the lobby. And so I want you to know that this is your time. What are you struggling with? I would love to hear. What are you struggling with? What are you pressing through? Allow me to support you on your journey, because truly what I do and who I am, it supports you, but it's me being me, and it gives me the greatest pleasure and joy. So know that it would be an honor to support you. But where have we been on this journey of talking about a deferred dream? Well, I want to make sure that you recognize that, quote unquote, the dream that appears to be deferred, it's not deferred. It's going to happen at the appointed time if you continue to stay faithful and do your due diligence on the journey. You have to execute. You have to take the steps. You have to walk towards whatever that target is. And as you continue to walk towards the target, keeping the vision before you, remember we said revisit the vision. This revisiting is so that you keep the vision before you. The other part of this revisiting is so that you can evaluate, where do I need to adjust? What is lacking? What's missing so that I can stay on course? And, you know, hey, sometimes the reality is detours happen. But a detour, and I posted this sometime last week, a detour was not designed for us to stall in the detour. It's just we have to go about things in a little bit greater roundabout way, but the destination remains the same. But many of us get stalled in the detour. We allow the detour to throw us off, lose focus, get off track. We get stuck. You know, we're on our way to Vegas, and we get stuck in Rancho Cucamonga. Something, you know, throws us off, and we get stuck there. We never make it to Vegas. Of course, I'm using that as an illustration just so you can understand. The destination hasn't changed. But we get stuck in places where we're not supposed to be stalled in. And yet, we get stalled there because of a detour that life may have thrown our way. Continue to press beyond that detour. Continue on the journey. You know, one of the things that I love about modern technology and especially navigation, you know, it's so hard to, like, get off path completely. You know, there was a time, I was in real estate, as I shared with you. And when I was in real estate, oh, my gosh, I remember we had these map books and, you know, trying to find something was like, woo. Now, even if you get off track, guess what? Navigation will recalibrate you, and it will keep you on path for your target. As long as you don't turn her off, she's going to continue to navigate you. You know, one of the things that I often say, I can be on the road and, you know, if I see a coffee bean or a Starbucks, I might turn off. And she'll be telling me, do a U-turn, turn around. And I'm thinking, I know where I'm going in this moment, and then I'll reconnect with you to get back on target and back on track. Are you off course currently? And you feel like, oh, my gosh, I've been delayed. My dream has been deferred, but you have allowed yourself to go off course. You've lost focus. Well, that's why it's so important to continuously keep the dream before you, keep the vision before you, so that you can stay clear on your target. Because as you stay clear on your target, you can see this gap that was once there that was greater slowly but surely starting to close, even with a detour, if you keep moving. So don't stop. Keep moving. Keep progressing on your journey. Revisit your dreams and visions. Keep the vision clearly before you. Stay aware of it. Evaluate your greater why. Why am I on this journey? What is the purpose? Who set me in motion? Is this about me just reaching this one destination, this single event? Okay, I'll reach this amount of money and then I'm done. I quit. I throw in the towel. or is there a higher call of purpose? I want you to know that it has to be a higher call of purpose. And in all of that, we begin with the end in mind. So when we're clear again on the target, now I'm simply progressing in the direction of the target. And I may have to adjust along the way in my steps of action and my strategies, as we all had to do in 2020. I call it the year of the great pivot. The goals for many remain the same, but the strategies associated with how will I achieve these goals because of what was going on, they had to shift. You know, when a basketball player is on the court and they have to make a pivot, the goal is still make the basket, get the point. So just because of a pivot doesn't mean that the goal has shifted. It simply means that the strategy has shifted. So at every moment along the way, give excellence. Give your very best in that moment of time within your capacity. And when you do that, guess what? You're going to continue to see those gaps, the steps that you take, and the gaps closing. The gap that I mentioned that was once really huge, it's like, oh my gosh, my target is getting closer. I'm getting closer to this dream. But that's where the consistency comes in. You must stay consistent. Now, this is the thing. Consistency is boring. It really is boring. There's nothing exciting about consistency. There really isn't. Because it's this repetitive routine that you're doing. I mean, you know, it's not exciting. But the consistency is so key. If you desire to write a book, guess what? You got to sit down, carve that time out, and start writing. The process may be grueling, but oh, when you get on the other side of completion, but you'll never get on the other side if you don't sacrifice, put in the time and effort and energy that you need to, being consistent, to get to the dream. And I want you to know that I have a resource available for you as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. I trust you've gotten some richness. You know, I want to encourage you, as I often do from week to week, that don't lose focus on your dreams. Don't lose focus on your goals and your visions. And I often ask this question: what are you willing to do differently to get greater results and achieve your dreams? What is it that you're willing to do? Because having the right partnerships and the right people on your team and circling the wagons around you is really key. And I want you to know that I have a resource, a support, as many of you know that are regular listeners. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. And I've launched my Coach Adams Winter Circle membership subscription, and it includes a wealth of wonderful benefits and bonuses. If you would like to get more information, email our team at admin@coachadams.com, or give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Isn't it time for you to make your dreams a reality and level up and achieve greater results? Isn't it time? Well, a winning partnership can assist you with that. And so I want to encourage you to join my exclusive Winner Circle that gives you several different empowerment coaching and strategy sessions and Q&As and other benefits, products, and all of these private community, Facebook community, discounts on one-on-one coaching and events and masterminds and all of that. So it is truly a great benefit for you. If you're interested, again, contact our team. I thank you so much for tuning into Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams. And, you know, I want you to know that we would love to maintain the dialogue with you through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So if you're not already a member of the group is an open group and all are welcome. and we invite you to share in the continued dialogue. Maybe you didn't ask a question or make a comment today, but you have something pressing on your heart, you have a show thought or idea or guest that you think would be great, would love to hear from you. We so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to encourage you to mark us on your calendar, set your timer and alarm to tune in every week for the rich empowerment that is shared from week to week. Next week, we're going to pick things up in our Shape Up series. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I leave you with this. I coach and you win. Isn't it time to win on your journey known as life?